Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, you'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us. Part two of our discussion with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones on 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. It's a practical topic for discussion on today's program. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, a frequent guest, is a woman with three of America's most ordinary names. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, longevity, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting company. She's dedicated her life to providing information for people, travels frequently all around the world, basically, for radio, TV appearances, motivational speaking. She's the author of over 30 books, including Be the Change, Kitchen Gardening, and Choose to Thrive. And by the way, what we discuss on today's program, you can find in more detail in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening. The website's SusanSmithJones.com, as well as her new website, BooksToUplift.com. And on the program today, we're going to continue our discussion about what you should be eating for vibrant health, what you should not be eating for vibrant health. And according to Susan in the book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, a huge industry in the Western world working to convince us that it doesn't matter what we eat, fast food chains trying to convince us that what we eat has no effect on our health. We're told that any combination of heated, treated, processed, chemicalized foods will meet our nutritional needs so long as we take plenty of vitamin pills, heartburn medicine, headache pills, and other remedies. Susan disagrees and says, and she believes this, health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. Back with us on the program to continue our discussion, Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick, and I hope this talk today gets everyone salivating and hungry to eat better foods.
Well, it certainly will. And if you missed part one, if you go to the website thisweekinamerica.us, you'll find it archived there in audio. We're on iTunes and Google Play and Podomatic and all of those places. So you can listen to the last program that we did where you went through some of the foods to avoid. In fact, summarize what we did in part one, and then we'll pick it up with the good news, what's out there and what's good for you.
Sounds great. Well, last time I talked about how 8 of the 10 leading causes of death in North America are directly related to diet. And that actually should be comforting because we're the ones who decide what we eat.
Yes.
And you want your food, your plates, your meals to look like a fiesta, a colorful fiesta, and the foods to be as close to the way nature made them as possible. You want to avoid and reduce processed and junk foods. Anything made with white sugar and white flour, artificial colorings, chemicals and additives. You also want to avoid trans fats and hydrogenated fats, with the exception of, say, onions, cauliflower, and garlic. You want to avoid a white and beige diet in favor of a colorful, nutrient-dense, high-fiber natural diet, and organic whenever possible. And I talked about what a superfood means, and superfoods are those foods that are rich in vitamins and minerals, enzymes, antioxidants, and phytonutrients. That means plant nutrients. For example, tomatoes have a phytonutrient in them called lycopene, and they're the best food on planet Earth to help prevent prostate cancer. Squash has a phytonutrient called alpha lipoic acid, which helps prevent wrinkles on the skin. Carrots have beta carotene that helps with stroke and cancer. Spinach has lutein that helps with cataracts. Strawberries, which I love, have ellagic acid that helps with cancer. Flax seeds, we'll go over some of these in detail today too, have lignans that helps prevent breast cancer. So you just can't go wrong with foods that are more plant-based, and you know, things like asparagus, beans, lentils, garlic, kiwi, grapes, papayas, walnuts, mushrooms, mustard greens, and we'll get specific about 10 of them now.
Well, what's interesting is, once again, we come back to this is so simple and really sums it up. Health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. What you went through, that whole list, that's all food that we really should be eating, and rather than chemicals to try to prevent aging and wrinkles and all of this stuff, the foods we should be eating will do a nice job all by themselves.
That's right. You know, you look back to how our grandmothers taught us to eat. They were always right. And for some of us who are older, our moms, and usually the moms, taught us how to eat a little bit better. And it's really simple. The issue with many people, Rick, is that we're creatures of habit, and you get so used to eating junk foods that taste good, and the ice cream and the dairy and
yes.
sour cream and barbecue and grilled things. And we want to stay with what we're familiar with. And remember, it takes about 21 days for your body and mind to accept a new habit. So maybe for 21 days you say, I'm not going to have ice cream every night for dessert. And maybe for 21 days I'll stay away from dairy and see how I feel. Or have no white sugar and white flour. And after 21 days, you will no longer be compelled to eat those foods. In fact, your body will feel and look so good that you will then find it much easier to choose healthier foods. So just know that for 21 days, you might be craving the unhealthy foods, but be patient and stick with your commitment. Be committed, because no one's going to do the commitment for you. And we always say, oh, I'll wait till... what, after the holidays, I'll wait
exactly.
till January.
We keep putting so it off a little further and a little further.
Yeah, my anniversary or my birthday's coming up. It's the church's bake sale. You got to stop letting your excuses get in the way. There's nothing more important than your health.
Give it 21 days. That's amazing, because your taste will change and suddenly you decide, you know, I really don't need that can of soda at the end of the day. I get by fine with this, with the water I have, that type of thing. So give yourself 21 days. We're talking about 10 foods to eat, not eat, if you want vibrant health. With us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Websites, SusanSmithJones.com or NewOneBooksToUplift.com. By the way, everything we talk about today, you'll find in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening. Let's get to the list of the 10 foods that that we should be eating. These are foods what you consider superfoods, and we really need to eat these on a regular basis, I assume.
Yes, and nothing's out of the ordinary. You don't have to go to special stores to get these. And the first one is really, I call instead of a superfood, it's a super spice. And it's cinnamon. And it's always good to add a little powdered cinnamon to sugary foods, because it helps normalize your blood sugar by making insulin more sensitive. And it has this active ingredient in it that helps process blood sugar 2,000% more, or 20-fold. So when you have desserts, if you can sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon in them, it will help make the insulin more efficient. And I even have capsules of cinnamon, because if I sometimes have a sweet dessert, but I don't want the taste of cinnamon on the dessert, I'll take a capsule of cinnamon. And remember, this is great news about the cinnamon, because you want to avoid high circulating levels of blood sugar and insulin, because that helps ward off diabetes and obesity. And steady lower levels of the insulin signify slower aging and greater longevity. So I always put cinnamon powder in my smoothies. I sprinkle it on my fruit, maybe on top of cereal. And you know, I told you this years ago, but I also put a cinnamon stick in my water. And that one cinnamon stick will last for about 2 to 3 days. So if you go from bottle to bottle or glass of water to glass of water, you can keep transferring that cinnamon stick. And within 2 to 3 days, that stick opens all the way up. And you then can throw it away or put it in the soil and replace it with a new cinnamon stick.
Interesting. So if people say, I would like to do water, but it's boring, if you put a little cinnamon stick like you do in there, suddenly got a little flavor and it's good for you.
That's right. And my grandmother taught me that when I was a teenager.
We're back to all of her advice.
Yeah, the studies, but I thought water was boring, and so she would put a cinnamon stick in it. And it's also, You carry a bottle of water around with a cinnamon stick in it that looks really weird. Anyway, it looks kind of weird, but it's a great conversation piece that people say, what the heck is in your water?
That, yes, and then you can go into all of the benefits of water and
yeah.
the cinnamon stick. We should be eating pumpkin and butternut squash.
Yes.
Talk about
now,
the benefits.
These are wonderful sources of phytonutrients and antioxidants, including an antioxidant I mentioned before called alpha-lipoic acid when I talked about the squash, that overview. Alpha-lipoic acid is what I refer to as a super antioxidant because most other antioxidants, Rick, are soluble either in watery portions of the body like the blood or fatty tissues like cell membranes. But alpha-lipoic acid is so special because it's soluble in both. I mean, who knew? People get so excited about alpha-lipoic acid. But this means it can help defend every type of substance in the body against oxidative assaults. So it helps break down sugar for energy production. It guards against stroke, heart attacks, and cataracts. It strengthens memory. It turns off genes that can accelerate aging and cause cancer. So that makes alpha-lipoic acid a powerful nutrient for skin health, all kinds of skin damage like skin cancer, restoring youthful vitality to your face, your neck, your hands, making your skin more beautiful and youthful. So the alpha-lipoic acid is found in abundance in butternut squash and pumpkin.
That's interesting. So you can add that to the list. Now, I like my pumpkin in pie form. Is that probably, that's probably bad. I shouldn't really do that.
Well, it's better to just have a pumpkin puree. And see, I often put that in my smoothies. You don't really taste it, but you get the benefit of it. And you will get, by the way, you will get some alpha-lipoic acid in pumpkin pie.
Okay, let's all move right on to all greens
Rick
and
is happy
produce.
Now.
Yes, I'm going to add that to my diet. All greens and produce you've got listed, and again, this has to be, that diet has to be beneficial.
Yes, see, produce is the most important health care your money can buy. And greens, especially greens, there was a review of 206 human, not animal, human epidemiological studies that found that green vegetables, leafy or like broccoli, showed the strongest protective effect against cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, arthritis, and high blood pressure compared to all other foods. And yet only 1 in 500 Americans consumes enough calories from green vegetables, especially leafy greens, to assure this defense. So the cornerstone of a heart-healthy, cancer-protective, and longevity-favorable diet is to eat as many raw and steamed green vegetables as you can.
And so many to choose from, so that should not be real difficult in working into your diet. You also list berries, and seasonally, you've got such great choices there.
See, all berries, yeah, berries are absolutely a superlative superfood. All berries like acai, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, fresh or frozen, are teeming with phytochemicals. Those are the pigments that create the berries' colors, and they're thought to defend the body against damaging carcinogens. Acai berries are one of the richest sources of antioxidants on the planet. Blueberries, I mentioned previously, are known as the brain berry, the best food on planet Earth to keep your brain strong and focused and healthy well into older age. And it definitely helps with mental function. That's why I made some, before this interview, I made some blueberry juice that I combined with pomegranate. And then I also had a little bowl of blueberries, so I hope it's showing up in the interview.
Yes.
But all berries are rich in vitamin C and fiber and are low in calories, which make them a consummate superfood.
We're talking about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. Our guest on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Information on what we're talking about at her website, SusanSmithJones.com, and her new website, BooksToUplift.com. You can link on by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. We're going to pick up with a list of the foods that you should be eating, and we do that right after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America. Information on the program at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Information there. And our guest on today's program, back with us, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Website, SusanSmithJones.com, and the new website, BooksToUplift.com. We're talking about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. This is the second part of a two-part episode series that we've been doing. Part one you'll find archived at the website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're talking about the foods that you should be eating. We've gone through a number of those, and we're now up to number five on the list of the top 10, spinach.
Okay, and I forgot to tell you, it's a list of 100, not 10.
Well, these are the top. These are the top 10 of 100.
Yeah. So spinach. See, Popeye wasn't just a muscular cartoon figure. He knew what he was talking about.
He was a visionary.
Yeah, I know. When it came to his energy and strength-building miracle food, which is spinach. I call it a green goddess food because it's one of the best for bodybuilders, for cleansing, for rejuvenating, one of the best foods you can eat. It's absolutely one of my favorite leafy green vegetables, but it's a great source of folate, a vitamin which is critically important for cardiovascular and brain health. And there's no better food on planet Earth that will protect your vision as well as spinach. So have some daily. Put a handful of baby leaf spinach in your smoothies. You really don't taste it. It will turn the smoothie a little bit greener, but you'll reap the benefits and have a glorious green-colored smoothie.
Well, now we're finally up to my favorite on the list. We're going to talk about avocados and the health benefits that you'll find in those.
This is top on your grocery list. It's rich in nutrients and phytochemicals, and this fruit, and yes, it's a fruit, has about a quarter of the calories of total fat of dairy butter by weight. And ounce for ounce, avocados provide more heart-healthy monounsaturated fat, vitamin E, folate, potassium, and fiber than other fruits. You know what's really big in where I live here in L.A. is avocado toast. All the restaurants have it.
Mm.
4 ounces, which is great, a whole grain toast with some avocado spread on top, 4 ounces, about a half of a medium-sized avocado, has 500 milligrams of potassium. And it also exceeds other fruits as a source of the potent antioxidant lutein. And lutein safeguards your cardiovascular system from atherosclerosis, that's hardening of the arteries, prevents prostate cancer, and as mentioned before, lutein protects your eyes from cataracts and age-related macular degeneration. And if none of that is enough to excite you about avocados, maybe this will. They're known as the testicle fruit by the ancient people in Central and South America and had the reputation of being an aphrodisiac. And here you thought at the Mexican restaurant it was the margarita that got you in the mood when it was probably the guacamole. So whether in the form of guacamole or diced in a salad or an avocado vegetable sandwich or using avocado in place of butter and sour cream on your baked potato or whole grain toast, avocados are definitely one of those healthy fats that promotes youthful vitality.
Just gave me a number of reasons why I need to add avocados on a daily basis. So I will start working that in. Broccoli and broccoli sprouts.
All right. So in kitchen gardening, I write about why we want to have a quarter of a cup of broccoli sprouts every day. Studies at the Johns Hopkins Medical Center showed that a quarter of a cup can cut your risk of cancer 40 to 50%. And broccoli is great for you, but the broccoli sprouts are 100 times better because they've got more nutritional value. So I grow them in my kitchen. It takes 3 to 4 days, and it costs pennies, and you know they're fresh and organic. I put them in my smoothies or on sandwiches. I juice them. I garnish with them, but I always eat them. And the seed is where the anti-cancer nutrients are located. That's why you want to have broccoli sprouts every day. And if you don't grow them, you probably can find them in your local supermarket.
All this information at the website, Dr. Susan Smith, well, actually, SusanSmithJones.com, and the new website, BooksToUplift.com. We've got 3 minutes left in the program, going by too quickly, and I point that out because we've got three more superfoods we want to get into. Cherry tomatoes, one of my favorites.
And, you know, those are the little baby ones.
Yep.
And they promote healthy skin and fight prostate cancer. And I told you before that the best food on the planet to prevent prostate cancer. Those are good cooked or raw, but cherry tomatoes, pound per pound, are higher in lycopene and other antioxidants. And because they have a thick skin, and the skin is where most of the nutrients are found, you want to eat cherry tomatoes. I always have them around. They don't need to be refrigerated. I take them with me whenever I travel.
Yeah, they're very portable.
Yeah, as my food of choice when flying, along with other cut-up vegetables. Flaxseed. Ground flaxseeds are high in lignans, that's a fiber, which helps prevent stroke and cancer. And flaxseeds also help fight fatigue, prevent and alleviate depression. Within 4 hours of having some fresh flaxseed, freshly ground meal, takes 5 seconds to grind it, you will find that your mood is better. It really helps get rid of depression. It boosts your immunity. I have 1 to 2 tablespoons of fresh ground meal. I grind it once a week. I put it in a closed container in my refrigerator. I use it up during the week and then regrind it. They're also a rich source of omega-3 fatty acids. But I always recommend to grind it fresh. Get a little coffee grinder that you don't use for coffee, that you just use for nuts and seeds. You pour in the flax seeds. It takes 5 seconds to grind them, and there's nothing like the fresh ones. And then celery. Do you know, Rick, that celery was so highly respected by the ancient Greeks and Romans that they used it to crown the heads of distinguished guests? It's low in calories, a good source of fiber, and natural sodium. And it's one of the world's greatest and most potent natural tranquilizers. It's a tonic that will soothe jangled nerves. And I think we should give celery to most of the world leaders and politicians and media to help
exactly.
them calm down. It has a calming effect on the central nervous system, and it makes a great nighttime tonic for insomniacs. So often at night, an hour before I go to bed, I'll make some veggie celery juice. The leaves, by the way, are the most nutritious part of the plant, containing more calcium, iron, potassium, beta-carotene, vitamin C than the stalks. And celery also flushes excess fluid from your body. And unlike an over-the-counter diuretic, celery doesn't disrupt the body's balance of sodium and potassium, which can lead to dehydration. So if to get the benefits, you want to have about 8 sticks a day and eat the leaves. And I always keep them cleaned, cut up, in sticks, ready to munch on in the refrigerator. So again, remember Pythagoras said 2,500 years ago, choose what is best. Habit will soon render it agreeable and easy. And Genesis 1:29 said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food.
So much on today's program and the last program, and you'll find all of these available at the website thisweekinamerica.us, where iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, all of those places. Information on everything Dr. Susan has talked about on these two programs. On her website, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle Book, for example, you find information there, as well as in Kitchen Gardening. It's Dr. Susan Smith Jones. Her website's SusanSmithJones.com, and the new website, BooksToUplift.com. Link on directly by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. A fascinating couple of programs, 10 Foods to Eat and Not Eat if you want vibrant health. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. What are we talking about next month? Did you tease me with this?
I think, see, now you need more of this if you forgot already. It's molecular hydrogen. It's the new revolutionary way to be vibrantly healthy. It works with 170 diseases. There are 1,200 peer-reviewed studies, and you can get a sneak preview. Go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and in the blog, right there on the homepage, on the top left, it says molecular hydrogen therapy. You can read about it.
Read about it, then we'll talk about it. We like to have an intellectually prepared audience, so you'll have some idea what we're talking about on the next program. Intellectual and This Week in America, words not often used in the same sentence, ladies and gentlemen. So check it out before we do the program. We'll be back next month with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and all the information you'll find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.